Welcome, Mabel. All right, my loves. So, wherever you are, this is where you are going to take a little inward journey. And I like to begin by inviting you to close your eyes and just really start to notice that transition from the outer seeing to the inner seeing. Really begin to feel an awareness of this expansiveness of vision. Full of eyes all around and inside. So, what do you see with your inside eyes? What's happening behind the veil of your eyelids? Often you can start to see some movement in the darkness, in the blackness. There's light that enters, there's shapes that shift. There's reflections and refractions. And as you're paying attention to what's happening behind your eyelids, I also invite you to start paying attention to your breath. Notice how it's moving through your body. There is no reason to change it. Just feel into what your breath wants. Does it want to deepen? Does it want to lengthen? Does the inhale want to pause before the exhale? Or does the inhale and the exhale want to dance seamlessly? From one to the other. Just allow your breath to start a journey through every part of your body so you can feel the breath moving through you, intuitively traveling to any place in you that's feeling tense or tight. That needs a little extra attention or relaxation. Imagine your breath almost like fingers massaging out the knots, opening up spaces in you that might feel constricted or narrow. And now pay attention to your body and how it sits and how it's being held by the cushions beneath you or behind you or the ground if you're sitting outside. Really breathe into that space of what it feels like to be held effortlessly. There are so often during the day we are holding tension rather than holding ourselves with a soft touch, with a gentle cradling. Like you are just lying in a hammock in the breeze, staring up at the sky, watching the clouds as they float. Breathe in that soft, holding hammock energy. And perhaps actually we'll stay in the hammock. Allow yourself to really picture the trees where this hammock is held. It's tied between two tall, sturdy, strong, ancient trees with the roots that reach so far into the ground. These trees are resourced. These trees are wise. These trees know how to hold. And right now they are holding you. So with each inhale and exhale, give yourself permission to drop a little bit deeper, to really feel the weight of your body in the fabric of the hammock being held between these two majestic beings. There is no necessity for tension anywhere in your body. It can be fully relaxed. You feel suspended. Perfectly balanced. Feeling the energy of the earth moving upwards. The energy of the sky coming down to meet you. So there's this alignment. As you just gently rock in the hammock, it's almost as if there is a beam of golden light that moves up through the earth, through your center, through your umbilical cord, the place where you were nourished at birth, and it keeps moving up, up, up into the leaves of the tree, the uppermost canopy, up, up, up into the sky, and you are just held. You are so balanced between what's known and what's unknown, what you feel certain about and what you feel utterly uncertain about. You are balanced between being open and closed. Balanced between the morning and the evening, the dawn and the twilight. Balanced between speaking and silence. And as you lay in your hammock, allowing yourself to be fully held, you to imagine into what you might hear around you in this forest or this meadow or this park or this shore. Perhaps there is water nearby. Wherever you are, what do you hear? Could be bird song, the whispering leaves of the trees. You might hear your own breath as it moves through your body, or the almost imperceptible beating of your heart. Can you hear the clouds as they drift in the sky above you? Can you hear the plants and the flowers as they stretch up towards the sunlight? Can you hear how they grow? You breathe into the sense of having eyes all around and inside, You breathe in to the sensation of hearing all around and inside. And you feel fully open, like a portal has opened to your imagination. There is so much space here. There is a clearing. And this is the poem that wants it to hear you, that wants to be heard. This is the poem that wants to be heard right now in this moment. The Clearing by Martha Postlethwaite. Do not try to save the whole world or do anything grandiose. Instead, create a clearing in the dense forest of your life and wait there patiently until the song that is your life falls into your own cupped hands. You recognize it and greet it. Only then will you know how to give yourself to this world so worthy of rescue. The Clearing. Do not try to save the whole world or do anything grandiose. Instead, create a clearing in the dense forest of your life and wait there patiently until the song that is your life falls into your own cupped hands and you recognize it and greet it. Only then will you know how to give yourself to this world so worthy of rescue. And whenever you are ready now, very gently and slowly make the transition from the inner world to the outer world. Bring your hammock with you. And it might be that you pluck a line from that poem or anything that you have heard that resonates with you today. And when you are ready, pick up your pen, you arrive on the page. Whatever needs to move through you will move through you. Give yourself permission to write, to be you.